Part 2. You will hear the manager of Cretan Running Sports Club, called Dave, giving some information about the running competition which will be held next month. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 17. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 17.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave, the manager of Cretan Running Sports Club. Today, I'll tell you something about the running competition, which will be held next month. As we know, the annual run is one of the most popular events in our town, and it attracts young and old every year. This year, we will continue the tradition, but there'll be some small adjustments. First, about the date. The exact time of the run is still on the first Saturday of May, but we'll inform you in advance if it's to be delayed due to bad weather. The run used to start at the park, which is being refurbished at the moment, so this time all the runners are expected to gather in front of the castle and start from there. The actual run begins at 9 a.m, but the runners start arriving at about 8:45. So, some of you might have to get up early that morning if you live far away. Someone has asked how long you'll be required to run. In the past few years, the runners have had to complete the distance of 5 miles, but most people want to do a bit more than that, so we will lengthen it to 7 miles this time. Some of you might not be sure whether you can run that far, so you'd better start doing a bit of training. I'm excited to tell you that this year we've got the sponsorship from a big company, who has promised to cover all the competition expenses, including the prize for the champion. The runner with the shortest time will be awarded sports equipment worth about £1,000. Each runner will be timed from the starting point till the end. When you cross the finish line marked on the ground of the station, you'll be given a barcode, and you should take this to one of the run volunteers who will scan it. Then you can get your time on the computer immediately, and the volunteers will collect all the results. If you are interested in the run, I suggest you register as soon as possible. The deadline is next Sunday. However, I should tell you this year you can't enrol through the internet, but have to go to the town hall and give all the personal information and sign your name. It doesn't cost anything to register. As I've just said, all the costs related to the competition will be paid by our sponsor. As for the age limit, you have to be at least 16, and the top limit is now 70, though you need to obtain a health certificate from your doctor if you're over 60 years old. If you do come and participate in the run, I definitely recommend that you should prepare an extra pair of shoes, as last year, one of the runners got something wrong with his shoes during the running and had to give up halfway through the competition. Besides, a jacket will also be advisable, so you don't catch a cold after sweating a lot during the running. There is no need to worry about snacks or drinks, as every runner will be supplied with chocolates and bottled water.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 18 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 18 to 20.
To prepare for this annual running competition, our club is going to organise a training class for all the participants. In the class, an experienced trainer will teach you the professional steps on how to do a running competition, like warming up before running. For those who plan to do training by yourselves, there are some suggestions for you. First, don't just do morning jogging with your dog. Remember that you're going to compete with others. I know some people like to exercise in groups, but it's more effective to run with your friend who can be your rival and stimulate your potential. Then I suggest you make a record of your running time. It can show whether you've made any progress day by day. What's more, you'd better get used to different roads and paths in the countryside or village, as you won't just be running on level ground during the competition. By the way, you don't have to run in all kinds of weather. As I've just said, our competition is going to be held in good weather. Well, that's all the details about the running competition. If you have any other questions, please call our club at 8345 6234. Anyone who is interested in the run, just get started.
That is the end of part two. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to part two.